from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session. JPR Live Sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today was last year in 2017, and in the interim, he has released a brand new record called New Ways on Secret City. Lee Volebeck is back. Hello.
Hi.
It's good to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just getting over a little bit of a mid-tour annihilation.
Do you have a process for dealing with that when you're out on the road?
I
like tinctures and
pray for a day off and
clean,
sleep.
Lots of
I slept
tissues.
Like 25 hours and then now look at me.
Well, you have a giant smile on your face, so I guess that is good news.
Yeah, that disappears when I'm sick. I think that's frightens people.
You still based out of Montreal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good town. It's hard to leave.
Your friend Patrick Watson was just here.
Yeah, he left me a bunch of photos of his butt. Am I allowed to say that on the radio?
You just did, so I guess
we
so.
We saw them in San Francisco last night. They're like, oh, we left a surprise for you at the studio. And I was like, it's not going to be good. And then...
It wasn't.
And my guess was that it was a jar of farts. And I was so close, just a bunch of photos of their butts saying, yeah, I mean, I guess it's nice.
Yeah. We were talking just before we went on the air about our new space, our new physical space here, studio. Mm-hmm. We have a piano for you this time, which I'm thrilled about.
It's gorgeous.
And you have talked in other interviews about, I'm going to winnow it down to the sound of sound. You talk about rooms. You talk about individual microphones, individual instruments, that the sound of sound is a really important thing to you.
Mm.
Why is that? And what do you listen for?
Like the quality of the sound, you mean? Like, yeah. I don't know. I think it's how we're raised. You know, I think if I was on another planet or something or in another era, I would have different preferences. But I think a lot of it is maybe just enjoying Beatles records as a kid and not really listening to the radio and like listen to Beatles records on tape in a car. Maybe like that's for me. Those are perfect. Those are really warm sounds. It's almost like, you know, when like someone has really nice paper, like kind of like yellowed, it's like white paper, but then you realize it's actually more yellowed, and then like, and you get a nice thick crayon and you write, you know, or like pencil, like a thick, like a 3B pencil, and you write on it how good that looks compared to like crappy paper, you know. And it's just like that's what all the recordings are sounding like to me. So it's just, I think I just have a different or not different, I just really like enjoyed music when sounds were like really warm, tapey and tubey. I guess that's kind of technical terms, but like
tapey and tubey. For you know, like, those that are not involved in this world.
When like electricity was running through electric tubes and then it has this compressing quality and you know all about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I just hear things in my head and I don't hear a piano, like, you know, classical piano, like recorded kind of digitally. To me is like, it sounds kind of like glassy water and it's like there's no warmth. I can't listen to that, you know. I just want felty warm piano sounds.
Yeah.
You know,
how's this room doing for you?
This is good. This piano is really nice. Yeah.
When you were last here, you played us a few tunes from your previous record, Twin Solitude.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went on to be shortlisted for the Polaris Prize.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow, congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, it's a really, really nice honor.
Yeah.
Juno nomination too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is nice. It's nice. It's good. You know, I'd like to think, some people say that, I don't know if this is a bad thing, but I just don't think that's important. Like, cause if you think it's important and you don't get nominated, then you're somehow disappointed or feel left out or feel like you've done something wrong or missed
that
one, you know.
That one's a little different, right, though? I mean, Patrick Austin was talking about that, and that it is not commercially motivated, that one. It's really more about artistic merit.
The Polaris?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because Canada is so small, and then the music industry within Canada is really small, so it's actually just like all the people that vote on it, like in the course of playing music in Canada for like over 10 years, like I kind of know everybody or know really. And I find it quite, it's actually kind of strange because you're like, okay, and all of these people, like it's just your peers, like a journalist that interviewed me when I was 16 and then a journalist that interviewed me yesterday or, someone who put out my record 5 years ago on an old label. So it's actually like a very community-based, it looks like it's like just this objective thing, but it's, I find it's like a microcosm of the community in Canada. So it's, I find it's a very personal, very, I try to be very like, not think about it too much. Cause I think it's, yeah, I like, it's a very good thing, but it's, I find it's testament to how tight knit and community like Canada is. Like everybody knows each other, you know, it's not like this. I feel like when my friend Greg Isakoff got nominated for a Grammy, I think that really feels like it's coming down from like, who did this? You know, who voted for me? Whereas like, I'll meet people on the street like, oh, I voted for you. And you're getting a coffee and you're like, okay, like it's really, it's strange. And it's a funny, anyhow, I just everything is so interesting. Like
when
that.
They tell you that, do you offer to buy their coffee?
No, I try. Well, that's it. It's so you're like, oh, I don't really want to know, and I don't want to affect you, and I don't even feel obligated to, you know, I think anyone who knows me feels obligated to vote for me. So the whole thing is kind of like, I just try to be like, you know what, if you get it, that's great. And if you don't, that's okay. Cause these things don't really matter, but they do matter. But you know, I just say it cause I, just to be clear, I lost all the time. like, so I'm like very okay with not, you know what I mean? That's why I'm so chill about being nominated. Cause if I lose, then if I got really excited, I lost, I'd be so sad.
As far as anyone is aware, you were the runner-up.
I don't think that's true.
Well, despite the accolades, those songs from that record also found you a lot of new fans. And I found it really interesting that you had talked, I don't know how seriously, about just quitting, hanging it up.
Yeah.
Not doing it anymore. Now, did you mean not making music or not making music as a professional musician?
I don't know. It's hard to remember what that guy said. But it was like, I was like, I remember just thinking, okay, I'll just do this one. Cause I wasn't, it was getting not fun, you know, like just like touring.
Sure.
And then like, you know, it's not like I'm a doctor, you know, and I'm like going from town to town and I'm like, I'm offering free doctor services to save you, you know, from whatever cancer is rampant in, you know, here or there. And it's like, I'm playing music. So like if people aren't coming to the shows, then after many years, at one point you're kind of like, okay, like this is not a public service. Like I should be connecting. Otherwise it's lose-lose for everybody or something. Mm-hmm. But then I also realized that the songs, I wasn't connecting with my own songs as much. And then, so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try this other thing. On that last record, I was like, yeah, if I remember correctly, I was just like, yeah, how about I actually just play whatever the heck I want and see what happens if I just make a record that's just for me. And then if that doesn't work, then I've tried, then I've done it. You know, at least I made something that I was really happy with. Mm. And then it connected. So then I was like, oh, well, that I should wish I figured that out sooner.
Well, I'd love to hear something from the new record. It's called New Ways. It's out on Secret City. Lee Vollebecq is my guest in the studio today. I see you've brought in an electric guitar as well. You're going to start there?
Yeah, I'll start. I just got it not that long ago. My friend Brad had a guitar like this, Brad Barr from the Barr Brothers, and he has one. And I always liked it. And then I talked to him about it and he's like, they're like super cheap. You can find one. And then I found one the next day in my hometown of Ottawa. And and it's really fun. So I've just been kind of like toying around with it. It's just that it's fun to play. So I'm going to play this song called Blood Brother on it.
Coincidences piling up, don't know if it's a sign. Sometimes you got no choice in the matter. You gotta shake the tree of time. See, I finally found another that I'd like to introduce. Do you know what I'm thinking? Can you tell me who I am? Do you think that I am doomed? You're my blood brother. What am I gonna do? You're my blood brother. She's just like me and you. I really fell out for you, baby. Won't fall for that again. With my mind twisted and turned in all directions, till I don't know who I am. You know your lips whenever they kiss me, it's like a gun against my skin. But if ever they cut you down with a dagger, only I feel it going in. You're my blood brother. What am I gonna do? You're my blood brother. She's just like me and you. Is on the radio and they're saying it's a dream. I can tell that the lights are fading, but it's just a change, just a change of scene. You know, sometimes it's like I'm weightless and it's just like I ain't here. Back for my next performance, I'm gonna play and disappear. Blood brother, it's just like I ain't here. Blood brother, I'm gonna play and disappear. Like I ain't here. Blood brother, it's just like I ain't here.
That is called Blood Brother. It's music from the record New Ways out on Secret City. Leif Vollebæk is in the studio today. LeifVollebæk.com is the website to go for information, which I'm happy to say, compared to a couple of years ago, has quite a bit more information about you.
That's my manager.
It's more than just tour routing, which is what it was last time.
So that's when I was in charge of the website. And and I actually do that just because I am constantly trying to figure out where I am and where I'm going to be. And most of the time, people just want to know where I am or where I'm going to be. And it's just, it's easier than a calendar. Gotcha. And so that's my only requisite of my website. And then my new manager, she was like, you got to have other things on your website. I'm like, I don't want to. So anyhow, for like one day, the tour dates weren't on the front page. And I was like, you got to change it. I don't know where I am.
A lot has been written about the creation of this new record. And some of it is a little hard to kind of read in between the lines about what was going on for you over the last couple of years. But you have talked about lots of things changing. Personal life, professional life, everything.
Is that a question?
Is that true?
I try to... The label always wants you to like say things. And you're like, I don't understand. I just made a record. They're like, do you know what I mean? It's like you like write a eulogy or something. And then after someone comes up to you and be like, so what did you think of your dad? You know? And you're like, I just like... I worked on that for like all night for like 5 nights. You know? My dad's still alive, by the way. That's dark, dark idea right there. But anyhow, but yeah, no, I, yeah. You know, you try to figure out what's going on by writing a record and recording it. And then it's hard to paraphrase. You know,
do you generally write songs about your own experiences, or do you write songs that come from the perspective of a narrator watching someone else's story unfold?
I don't know that I've ever done the, it's kind of neither and both. It's kind of like, you know, when you have a dream, you're like, sometimes you're just watching stuff happen and sometimes stuff's happening to you and it's you, you know? So it's kind of that, just writing whatever comes out. I think.
In one interview that you did, you talked about how the last record, Twin Solitude, was made for you, and this one was made for someone else.
Yeah, I kind of meant it in like an open way.
Like the world at large?
Kind of everything. I just find that whenever I'm trying to say something and then they write it down, then I'm like, well, I don't know what I mean anytime. So as long as it's open, then I can... depending on the day, it'll make more sense, but it could be for one person or it could be for someone. I remember at the beginning, I kind of thought, before I've written all the songs, I thought, I kind of wanted to make like a roadmap record for like every emotion that you might go through in like a complex, relationship is the right word. But when you meet someone and there's a new way of viewing the world kind of opens up and you're trying to negotiate and navigate a new territory. And I just thought, oh, let me just see, put this down. Like maybe it'll be for me, like the next time I like get my heart broken in half, like a lightning bolt through a tree, you know? And then I can put it on and be like, okay, I've been here before. Oh, and this, and I took that turn and there's something soothing about putting it down. And I don't know, or like, but that's not necessarily what I did, but that's what, something was in my mind, yeah. You know, and then whatever else happened on the record went in a different direction too. But
well, we've got this fantastic piano. I would love to hear you play something on it. Maybe something else from the new record.
Yeah, it's so mellow. This song on the record is called Transatlantic Flight, and it's quite long and it's quite rhythmic. But I just want to hear the piano. So hopefully it'll be okay, but it'll be a very subdued version.
Is there a story behind this song to share?
I wrote it after getting back from France, and but I didn't know what the song was about, and now I don't think it's about a plane anymore. I used to think, and I realized it's got nothing, I never talk about a plane, really, and there's no plane, and so it's really satisfying.
Not as an airplane, but as a wide open plane.
Yeah, it's just got nothing to do with airplanes, this song, which it took me a while to figure out.
This is Leif Olivek playing live here at Jefferson Public Radio.
Come on, come on, come on over. Start talking to me. One thing I can tell you. Look good when you're tired. Come on, come on, come on over. Start talking to me. One thing. You look good when you're tired on a transatlantic flight. Before sunrise, I'm dazed and confused, just like Julie Delpy, like Lea Seydoux. I wanna see you roll your eyes in a televised interview. I wanna make you mine. Wanna make you mine. God's handiwork in the clouds. You're navigating the crowds of the festival. Of the festival. Light-hearted, ever-hearted too. It's something I wouldn't put my worst enemy through. Now I'm looking at the sun through my eyelids. My eyelids. Now I'm drifting in the astral plane. When will I see you again? Are you drifting in the astral plane? When will I see you again? So why don't you come on, come on, come on over, start talking to me. One thing I can tell you. Look good when you're tired. Look good when you're tired. Come on, come on, come on over. Start talking to me. One thing I can tell you. Look good when you're tired on a transatlantic flight. I am a prisoner. I am a prisoner, yes, I am a prisoner, a prisoner on a transatlantic flight, prisoner, I am a prisoner, on a transatlantic flight. Come on, come on, come on over, start talking to me. One thing I can tell you. Look good when you're tired. Come on, come on, come on over, start talking to me. One thing I can tell you. Look good when you're tired on a transatlantic flight.
Lee Vollebecq is my guest playing live in the studio today. Music from the new record called New Ways out on Secret City Records. LeeVollebecq.com, VollebeK.com is the way to spell the last name.
Nice.
That's beautiful. Thanks.
You did a good job.
I don't mind how long that was at all.
Oh, great.
It was really pretty.
Great.
I asked you earlier about the sound of rooms and what those do for you when you're creating music, when you're recording music. Tell me about the room at Capitol Studios.
Oh, great room.
And what was it? What is the thing about that room that connects so strongly with you?
Well, I screwed it up. I'm not going to say the other word. Because I overdid it. Anyhow, it was a little, I'm going back and fixing the sound on the record right now.
You look really conflicted at the moment.
Well, no, it's because I'm like, do I tell him about the over? I don't want to get too boring.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I've already talked for like a minute just now about not talking about how boring the technical side is. But that room sounds amazing. I didn't use it to its full potential because I erred on the side of caution because it was very expensive. And I wasn't there for very long. And so I was like, okay, well, I know I need to make sure that the sounds are... On my past records, there was too much room sound and things were too far away for my liking. Not bad, just not for what I want.
And you did
forward.
Those in Montreal, right?
Yeah. And I did this last record also in Montreal, but then stuff happened that it was booked and I'd been meaning to go to Capitol. So I thought, okay, well, this is when I go. And, but the room at Capitol is actually a bit drier. As I don't know why I'm compelled to tell you, but it's not interesting, but the room is a bit drier. So, and the room in Montreal is quite wet, you know, it's quite reverberant. So we need a lot of padding. And I kind of just brought my baggage with me. So I kind of like over padded and, isolated the sound of Capitol. And I didn't get enough of the mojo of it. And I'm going to go back because I'm like, well, now I know that I could get more. And yeah, I could. It doesn't matter. I'm still, I'm not done. Put me back in, coach. Put me back in. Anyhow,
I'm so glad I asked.
Yeah. No, anyhow. But it's a great room. And it's funny because it's the only way I really ever pick a studio to record in, because I haven't recorded in that many. But I'll hear a room. I don't know if it's correct to say, like, I don't know if a lot of people have this, but I heard this recording by T-Bone Burnett, The Basement Tapes Revisited, you know? And there's that Kansas City song, like, 6 months in Kansas City on Liberty Street. And yeah, and it just, the sound of the room, I was like, oh my God, that's where I want to record. And then I found out it was Capitol Studio B, and I was like, okay, that sounds great. And then actually, coincidentally, Patrick Watson, I heard one of his demos, and I was like, that sounds amazing. I want to record in that room. And then they were like, oh, that was Capitol Studio B. Like, my ears are very, 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 like, desiring of, like, a specific room. And it's, I had no idea. And then the new Bob Dylan record, Shadows in the Night, that one, I was like, I didn't really like the record so much, but the sound of it, I was like, oh, that's the sound, too. Mm. Also Studio B. So then it was like, that's the three records in the past 4 years.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, oh, I'll go. Yeah. But so it's a very, it's really fortunate that my ears are very specific, but like I didn't, there was no other studio that, you know, I was like, I thought I was three looking at three different studios and having to pick between them, but it's all the same one.
Well, if you ever need this one, we'll be here for you.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
I wonder if you might indulge me in an older tune.
Oh yeah, sure.
When you were last here, one of the songs that we had fallen in love with here at the station didn't really work on acoustic guitar so well.
Yeah.
We've got a piano now. I wonder if you might play Elegy for us.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd be really happy to. This piano sounds great.
Looking forward to it. This is Leif Ollebeck playing live here on JPR.
Minor chords, major arcana. Little leather jacket and a black bandana. Kicking over trash cans and telling jokes in Atlanta. When I got the fever, hit me like a fan on the back of my hand. I don't know who I am, but I'm free for nothing, good for nothing too. Crazy to dream, still crazy about you. Won't you let me in one more time, babe? I won't feel it too. Nothing is a lie, baby, no, it ain't true. Take a look at me now, la, la. Take a look at me now, la, la, la. Heart's on fire, so is the page. Everyone around here is telling me to act my age. I'm trying. Things I only reveal in the light that is given all to. Free from the pattern when all else is forgiven. Rain outside's blowing in the curtains. Nothing is revealed, but nothing is for certain. As I recall you standing there, you was drinking from the sanctuary wine. Well, don't worry, baby, we found all of our lost time. Take a look at me now, take a look at me now, la, la, la. As I recall you standing there, you was holding your rosary beads. Ooh. Everyone around here seems to think he knows what he needs. Ooh. Seven ugly reasons kept me away from you then. Ooh. Nothing is much weaker than the resolve of most men. I remember when we was alone in the room. Staring out your window, we knew you'd be going soon. I was so young, babe, I hope that you knew that I meant well. When I looked in your eyes, I thought I knew you could tell. Now I'm blown back from the cemetery gate. You who I love dearly, now I must wait. To be reunited in the sky when it opens, well, my feet are so tired, babe. But my spirit ain't broken. Take a look at me now. Look at me now.
I have waited some time to hear that. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Elegy. Leif Vollebekk is my guest. He's playing live in our studio today. His new record is called New Ways. It's out on Secret City Records. You can get information at leifvollebekk.com. Again, it's VollebekK.com. It's great to see you again. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us, and thanks for this wonderful studio.
JPR Live sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry.